This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Repairs to I-70 in Glenwood Canyon are expected to cost $8 million. The Grizzly Creek fire damaged the highway, bridges, fiber optic cable, and other infrastructure. CDOT says some repairs will take months, others longer. CDOT says the federal government will likely reimburse the state for some of the repairs. A Denver judge has dismissed a lawsuit challenging how a high-stakes ballot measure will appear in the state's official voter guide. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
Legislators want to repeal the Gallagher Amendment, which limits residential property taxes. They say it's led to billions of dollars in budget cuts for schools and other government services. A group opposing the repeal filed a lawsuit this week claiming that its description in the Blue Book was misleading. Democratic State Senator Chris Hansen of Denver disagrees. He says the Blue Book states what's on the line clearly.
So we are exceptionally low when it comes to residential property taxes, and we need to stabilize that system. Otherwise, we do not have the ability to maintain high-quality schools.
The Blue Book will be sent out to voters in coming weeks. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Broncos star Von Miller had surgery this morning after the linebacker hurt his ankle earlier this week in practice. No word on how long he will be out. The injury will take months to heal. The Broncos season starts Monday night in Denver against Tennessee without fans because of the pandemic. 64 in Denver, 43 in Vail, 55 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.